All right, Greg, here we go today. Oh, it's JoJo Day, October 14th. Be bald and be free day. Just
and,
let it go.
And you're both.
I am. You dang right. Columbus Day.
Okay.
So,
he sailed the ocean blue?
He did. He discovered America. You know, it's also funny. You can get people with, I love doing this on Twitter.
Was it San Salvador, actually?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sanibel Island. Tell people that. Because I always tweet back to Donald Trump when he tweets something. I always tweet back. And so the day I tweeted to him, he said something about China. And I said, don't get involved with China. Ben Franklin did, and he was voted out of office, right? And then so people come at me like, Ben Franklin wasn't president, you idiot. I mean, it was like vicious. It's so much fun doing that. National Dessert Day, your favorite dessert is?
Oh, wow. I guess just really pecan pie.
Chess pie. Chess pie.
Uh-huh.
Cheesecake. You're fine. Chest hair in your pie.
It's C-H-E-S-S.
Is it?
Chest hair.
It's not chest?
It's not chest hair.
Is that joke?
You ever find a bishop or a rook in your pie? There you go, Joe. I reworked your joke.
Because they can't go side to side, right? Or they can only move one way? Just hit it.
Oh, it's awesome. I don't know. I think we should stop. I think we should just stop.
Chest pie.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. It hits my hair.
All right, here we go. This day in sports history. Download that WNSR app. Take us wherever you want to go. And now, this is not a question, but look at this. 1862, baseball player James Crichton ruptures his bladder hitting a home run. You do that when we go to break. JoJo. Why is this even in here? This is not even... Ugh. All right, 1905, the Giants beat the Athletics in the World Series. Giants have a pitcher who threw another shutout in the World Series, although his team wins.
What year?
1905.
And Giants beat the Athletics. What do you want to know?
The best pitcher for the Giants, he throws three straight World Series shutouts.
Herb Score.
Christy Mathison.
Okay.
Man, that shuts you up right there real quick. 1908, this team won the World Series. It was talked about for 108 years.
The Cubs?
The Cubs. Nice job. Going down here. See what's happening today. 1962. This former Kentucky football player throws six touchdown passes as the Oilers beat the Titans 56-17.
The Oilers beat the Titans. That's pretty cool, wasn't it? That would be George Blanda.
That is correct. Who played until he was 74.
That's not correct.
That is not correct. 1970. Cleveland Cavaliers lose to the Buffalo in their first basketball game. The Buffalo what?
Braves.
Attaboy. Who'd they become? Did they fold after?
They moved to Kansas City and then from there to Sacramento, I believe.
Kings?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Buffalo to Kansas City Kings, then the Sacramento Kings.
Who became the Clippers? I know they were San Diego. Where were they before that? Always in San Diego?
Yeah, they had an ABA team, the Conquistadors.
That's an awesome name.
I'm going to check that out. What is
on this day, 1979, the greatest hockey player ever scores his first goal.
Okay. Next. Wayne Gretzky.
1985, on Monday Night Football, the Jets retired this guy's number, then promptly beat the Dolphins 23-7. 1985.
What team?
The Jets retired this guy's number. I'm going to do a little thing for you.
Well, I was going to say Joe Namath.
That's right.
But you think his jersey would have been long retired before then, right?
Maybe not. It's the Jets, man. Maybe. But they got mad at him because he went and played for the Rams. All right. 1990. This guy passes for six touchdown passes versus the Atlanta Falcons. He came into the league and he backed up Steve DeBerg for a year.
Wow.
If I had 2 minutes to go in a game, need a touchdown, I get this guy.
Who for?
The 49ers.
Steve Young?
Joe Montana.
Wow. Wrong one?
Long way around that one.
All right, here you go.
Okay.
Nope. Okay. I missed it. Rochester Royals, Cincinnati Royals, Kansas City Kings, then the Sacramento Kings. So they moved from Cincinnati to Kansas City. So I'll have to figure out where Buffalo went.
Okay. We'll do that. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. We know the game. You got to get more than two. Got to get more than two. We had a tie last week, 2-2, so it carries over. That'll be in the record books forever as a tie. First up, actress Lori Petty. She was in Point Break. She's also in Orange is the New Black. Lori Petty.
57.
58.
56. Usher. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. He founded Justin Bieber, too, or his manager did. Usher.
50.
39.
41. Charlie got it within two. 2-2. Actress Stacey Keibler. She used to date George Clooney. Good Lord.
45.
37.
40. Don't know her. All right. Classical pianist Gary Graffman. Let me add, surprised he's still alive.
88.
91.
Charlie. If I ever get caught.
How was he?
He was 80. He's 91.
All right.
If I ever get a hostage, I'm just going to blink at Charlie because he'll get that I'm in trouble.
Joe, you're in trouble right now?
Let me blink at you.
I think that's what you're doing, unless you have some dust in your eye.
I have both. So now we're in a problem here. All right. A great singer, Cliff Richard.
Boop.
Evil woman,
English singer.
Sir Cliff Richard.
74.
79. From BJ and the Bear, actor Greg Evigan.
Was he BJ or the Bear?
He was the Bear.
65.
66. 66, exactly. 3-1. Singer-musician Thomas Dolby. Blinded Me with Science.
65.
64.
61. Country singer Natalie Maines, a lead singer of the Dixie Chicks.
48.
47.
45. 41. Sorry, man.
What was that?
That's my gallbladder.
Your gallbladder.
That was the 2-minute warning.
That was the gallbladder.
That was our new 2-minute warning sound. I think we'll change it. It doesn't quite sound right.
We've had him on the show before, and Greg asked this guy a question. At the same time Greg was asking him a question on the show, his publicist was telling me not to ask the question. Actor-comedian Jay Farrow.
Don't ask about leaving Saturday Night Live, and I asked
Or the diversity.
Or the diversity, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they didn't tell us.
Jay Farrow. What, is he doing anything now? I'm going to say he's 40.
39.
32. And leave it this one, Ralph Lauren.
He's having his birthday guest.
78.
79.
He's 80. Charlie wins 5-1.
By the way, the Buffalo Braves are in the NBA, and Braves owner John Y. Brown swapped franchises with then-Celtics owner Irv Levine to move the team to San Diego to become the San Diego Clippers, who later became the L.A. Clippers. So the Buffalo Braves became the L.A. Clippers.
And that's your governor.
Mm-hmm. John Y. Brown, of course, the governor of Kentucky.
What did he? Popeye's chicken?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, all right. Yeah. All right, here's your song. Pop song, 1979. Popeyes. Greg, you know the guy who wrote the song.
I know the guy who wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Amy Stewart.
Yes.
And Knock on Wood, written by Steve Cropper.
I was sure. Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.